The Gemara Shabbat on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Bet has a very famous argument between Bet Hillel and Bet Shammai in what is the proper way to light the menorah. Bet Hillel holds that it's proper to light on the first night one candle or one light, and then go to the next night two and three and four, and go up until on the final night you have eight. The Gemara calls that Keneged Yamim Hayotzin, that you count the days that passed. Bet Shammai, on the other hand, holds that you start on the first night with eight candles, and you go down seven, six, five, until on the last night you're left with one. The Gemara calls that Keneged Yamim Hanichnasin, and how many days are left? 8 days left, 7 days left. And I think there's a nice message that we could learn from this argument. In this world that we live, we're obligated to study as much Torah as we can, and we're obligated to try to strive to become as more observant in the mitzvot as we can. But of course, if we look at the Torah in its entirety, and we look at the daunting task ahead of us and how much there is to learn, one will give up from the beginning. How is it going to be possible to finish Shas? How is it going to be possible to finish all the Shulchan Aruch and know it? And how is it possible to have clarity in all the other books of Chazal, the Tanakh, etc.? When one looks at the entire library, one says, better off I don't start because I'm not going to get anywhere. And for that, Bet Hillel teaches us a lesson in religion, that you can't look at how much you have left, but you have to look at what passed, what you accomplished. You finish one Gemara, it's an accomplishment. I finished Masechet Berachot. Okay, now let's move on to Masechet Shabbat. You finish Shabbat, it's under your belt, it's an accomplishment. Be happy with it. When you look at religion that way, I'm careful on this mitzvah. Okay, it's another one in the bank. All right, now I got to work on the next mitzvah. Oh, it's in the bank. When you look at it that way, then the religion becomes palatable. Then already the task of fulfilling the whole mitzvah, the whole Torah, becomes a little more possible. It becomes doable. And that's what he means, Keneged Yamim Hayotzim, that you have to count what you have already. Hakamim tell us that when Mashiach comes, the halakha is going to change. Halakha is going to follow Bet Shammai. And that is going to be also a message for us. When Mashiach comes, they're going to look at it from the perspective of Bet Shammai, of how much did you have left? When we come to Shammaim after 120, we're going to say, we finished this, and we finished that, and we did this, and we did that. And they're not going to come and praise us necessarily on what we did, but they're going to come and tell us, like Bet Shammai, how much do you have left? How much more were you able to do? Since at the times of the Mashiach, that's already the end. That's already the time of the judgment. The judgment is not only on what you did, but how much more potential you had. Keneged Yamim HaNichnasim. Bet Shammai's logic is, you did Masechet Shabbat, but look, you have 20 more to go. Look how much more you have to accomplish. That already is not the derech. That's not the approach in this world. But in the next world, the approach is going to be, Zaku Baruch, you did a lot, but look how much more you were able to accomplish. So we have to follow the approach of Bet Hillel in this world, but keep in mind the approach of Bet Shammai, that is going to come a time where you are going to have to answer, why didn't you do not what you did, but what was out there to accomplish?